What's up, everybody? This is RJ Hale from the band Hailstorm, and I think something smells fishy.
Hello? Is this thing working? I don't do this technical stuff very well, but, you're listening to, Music City Metal?
What's up? This is Ryan Lessard from Chemical Rose, and you're listening to Music City Metal.
Hi, I'm Ian.
And this is Danny.
And we're from The Booth. You're listening to Music City Metal.
You are about to enter the Electric Fishbowl with DJ Fish. We are metal. We are family.
Mobile Fishbowl tonight. Welcome to Music City Metal. I am out of the bowl and at the booth once again in the studio. What a show we got for you tonight. What's up, Ian and Danny? Now my friends.
Hey, this is really...
What up? I like the outfit. You have shorts on and a hat, Danny.
Yep.
Yeah. How are you doing?
Dude, it's awesome. I'm super happy that we're in the fishbowl and the fishbowl is in the booth.
Right?
It's like...
Right.
Weird kind of
first time we've done this.
Yeah, it's like we're in a whole nother dimension. Right
yeah. Took a little longer to set up than I wanted, but this is cool. And we're talking about, as we were prepping for the show tonight, talking about doing this live. Obviously, we're going to be doing video. And I can't wait to where we can broadcast while there's a show going on here. So we're working on it. And
in the near future.
Yeah. I need some help. I need an engineer. I don't know. I can't do it. So we find an engineer. If anyone out there listening, you want to sit an engineer live broadcast, hit us up.
Call
Go to the booth. But we didn't do the show for to try and hire someone, but there's a cool announcement about the booth that has been talked about since, April when you guys did your first show. We're going to do a metal show in the fall. Oh. And... And yes.
Well, it's happening. The metal show is finally here. So
that's it.
There it is. It's pretty sweet. There's been a lot of hype.
I mean, don't get me wrong. The shows that have been here have been great, but my affinity towards metal, and I know yours too, Ian.
Right, and
you've been working
on
this for a while.
Enough,
yes. So. Who's breaking the news? Time, date? Who's playing?
Well, for this one, we got four artists, which is, I guess, kind of our standard. Doors are going to open at 7:30, music at 8:30. This is going to be November 16th.
November 16th. Clear the calendar.
It's not this upcoming Saturday, but the one after that. So it's coming up really quick. We've got Spectral Evidence. We've got a band, No, This is Patrick. Yes, that is their band name.
Yeah.
Sidewinder. We've had them on the show before.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So
loving me some Sidewinder.
Everyone's familiar with them. And then we've got a new band, Chemical Rose.
Oh, hey, guess what? They're sitting in the green room.
Yeah, and we've
it's a very cold basement. It's right halfway across.
We've got them, yeah.
No, there's no green room on Music City Metal. Yeah, they're going to be coming up on the show here in a little bit. I'm stoked.
Yeah, so we'll have plenty of questions to ask them about some videos that they've had come out recently, some new videos, music videos that they may be doing, possibly some other stuff that they're planning as far as some festivals and other things like that. Who knows what they're doing.
So there it is.
Guys. They're killing it. So
November 16th, doors at...
Doors at 7:30.
Doors at 7:30.
Yeah,
you get here early.
Start at 8:30.
There'll be food, and there's always great food here. They don't know. We don't know what yet, but the lineup is going to be really great. Spectral Evidence. We have Chemical Rose sitting here, which you just played them for me for the first time like 3 days ago here on Wednesday, and it was like right after we sat and watched. Got me caught up on some of these bands that I had never heard before. I'm like, that's it. We got to do a show Sunday. And Chemical Rose coming up. Great stuff. And Spectral Evidence, we love them. Of course, Sidewinder, we're going to have, I don't know if it's going to be Calvin or Tim. That'll be the last segment of the show. They're going to come on, and they have an announcement to make too. So a really good lineup, November 16th.
A lot of news today. There's a lot of news coming out on this podcast here because...
Oh, yeah. Plus, before we get in and start playing the artists that are playing on the 16th, which is what we're doing, we're going to have Hannibal Spector from Spectral Evidence on the show. Boy, try and say that five times really fast.
Hannibal Spector.
Yeah, you screw that up. Yeah. And also Calvin Park from Sidewinder. And we have Ryan here and Fairchild Entertainment. Oh, geez. Brian Fairchild.
The Brian Fairchild.
From yes. He's along with Chemical Rose. He has Fairchild Entertainment. He's the one kind of working with Chemical Rose, and they have a lot to share, and especially the music. So that'll be coming up. But tell me about the other shows, Danny. What else you got? So what do you else you got on the lineup?
Things coming up. I don't know if I have time to talk about all of them, but there is a show coming up in December that is confirmed. There is a December 7th show. That's going to have Daylight Sinners, No Name Blues, and Duke of Dune. There might be more artists on that, but right now that's who's confirmed.
Very good.
That's also another birthday party show. And then I think we're trying to fit in a locals show in November. And then I'm not going to drop a date for it, but there's talk of potentially an Ugly Sweater party.
Oh, yeah, we like those. I have two. I think I'm due for a new one. So once you get that date out, I'm going to go start Ugly Sweater Shop. I want to find a metal one. Anyone ever seen, like, a metal Ugly Sweater?
I'm sure there's a Black Sabbath one or something like that. But, yeah, I mean, so
we're excited about the Ugly Sweater Show, definitely.
Right, yeah, we're
That's
looking
been
at
a long time coming.
Yeah, we're looking at about four shows to finish off the year.
Oh, so, wow. Very good.
You know, stronger than we've been pretty much for this whole year so far.
Excellent.
Got to go out with a bang, right?
Yeah. Well, what we're going to do is we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to get one of the gentlemen from No Name. What is it? No, my name is Patrick. No, this is Patrick.
No, this is Patrick.
No, this is Patrick.
There we go.
Could have a lot of fun with that. I'm going to call up. Hey, is this Patrick? Who, one of them guys today. Hey, is this Patrick? No, this is Matt. So we're going to give him a call right after the break and play some of them and then come back with Chemical Rose. So stand by. Music City Metal.
Hey, everybody. This is Lizzie Hale, and you are listening to My Man Fish right here on Music City Metal. Bam!
Music City Metal, DJ Fish with the immobile electric fishbowl. Try and say that one really fast there, Ian.
You got a lot of tongue twisters today.
I know. I do it to my own self. That's the problem. On the phone. No, this is not Patrick. Gosh. I was trying to make a joke, and that fell flat. Matt Isaac from No, This is Patrick, one of the bands on the lineup on November 16th here at the booth. What's going on, Matt?
Hey, how you doing?
Yeah, man. Thanks for taking a minute.
Of course.
So... yeah, Wednesday night we decided to do a show. I came over to the booth for a show prep, and Ian lays all these bands on me that are that he had booked for November 16th, and you were one of them. So, yeah, how did you find this guy here?
Actually, this was suggested to us by my roommate. He knows someone in the band. I think they work together.
Yeah,
is that what it was?
Yeah, Dakota works with one of them at
One of their band members works at Innovative Percussion, and so Dakota knew him through work.
Is that you, Matt?
No, that is Truman, our drummer.
Ah, there
the
we
drummer,
go.
Typical.
Yeah. Because yeah,
it's
for Dakota,
percussion.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he suggested them to us, and you know, we were looking for a band to kind of add to this build to kind of, you know, finalize it and pull everything together. And right off the bat, heard the name and was like, all right, I like these guys, which I feel like is the general opinion as soon as we tell other people the name. And we listened to the music, and it definitely fit for what we were looking for. It was really good music. I messaged the guys. They got back to me like they're definitely on it with their replies. So, you know, they just kind of fell into us that way.
Well, there you go. On the bill, November 16th. So Matt, how would you... go ahead and describe the band for people that they're about to hear you, but that have not heard you yet.
Okay.
What's the elevator pitch about your band?
Elevator pitch. Yeah. I would say, we always describe ourselves, at least right now, as heavy pop punk. So basically that just means catchy and upbeat music, but played with like sort of an aggressive sound overall. So for people who don't know some of the more like niche bands that, or at least to some people might be, I say like think Blink-182 meets Metallica, which is not super accurate, but it's general enough that people elevator pitch wise.
So a little on the heavy side, we always like that. How long has the band been together, and how many shows are you relatively new? You've been around a long time.
This lineup, which is like the real lineup, has been, I'd say almost 2 years now. And there was about a year or so before where it was basically just Sean and I, the other guitarist, trying to put the band together and just kind of recording on our own. So I would say 2 years as like a full-blown band.
Oh, well, there you go. And you have some other shows coming up as well besides the booth on the 16th. Those of you that are listening in the local area, or you know what you can do is you can, if you're across the pond, you can go on Airbnb and book the room upstairs, right, Danny?
Yeah.
Yeah. Isn't this the perfect situation? Perfect. Yeah, that's right. And go check out, No, This Is Patrick, one of your other shows, and where are they at, Matt?
We are playing on November 13th at the Cobra in East Nashville. And then we're playing in Knoxville on the 23rd, which is going to be great. We've never been to Knoxville, so we're really excited about that, too.
Oh, nice. Good scene out there, I've heard.
You're going to love it.
Yeah. Have you guys been out to Knoxville at all for shows? I've heard a lot about it. I've gone out there to see Megadeth, but the local scene. Have you been out there, Matt, for the local scene out in Knoxville? Because we get
listeners
out that way just from a couple bands that came in, but.
Nice. Yeah, I haven't been. I've been to Knoxville a long time ago when I was like in middle school or something, but not for any shows or anything.
All right. Well, we're looking forward to it. November 16th here at the booth. Come on out and see No, This Is Patrick. How about we play Tornado?
Sounds good to me.
All right, man. Look forward to meeting with you. Thanks so much, Matt. Here it is. No, This Is Patrick. Tornado on Music City Metal.
Unknown. Break down, build it up again. Wipe out, without the stand again. Your way, blowing all the pieces. I know it's hard to find yourself when all you want is to be somebody else. But you're thinking with your head and not your heart. Get it together, just to fall apart. There's a message. Natural disaster spinning. That's
all the pieces. You're a natural disaster, spinning faster and faster, clinging tight to what you know. It's time to let it go.
We're back, Music City Metal Fish, hanging out at the booth, talking about a great metal show coming up on November 16th, and on the phone, a gentleman by the name of Hannibal Spector. How are you, Mr.
What's up?
So do I call you Mr. Spector, Hannibal, HS?
You can call me Hannibal, that's fine. Only my students call me Mr. Spector.
Oh, all right. Well, we are metal brothers. Appreciate you taking a minute. And I'm really looking forward. We're going to have full band in the studio right after the booth show here on November 17th. We'll be recording that. But we wanted to get every band on the show tonight for kind of a actually like a last minute promotion for the booth metal show here on the 16th. And I am excited that you guys are on the ticket, man. Wow, what a show you guys put on. I came out to Springwater to see Crusade. And was happily surprised when I encountered your band. What a show you guys put on. Obviously, you have your own thing, your own sound, but what influenced you to come up with this unique sound that you have?
Yeah, thanks for asking, and you know, thanks for those kind words about our show. You know, what it really comes down to is the five of us got together and started making music because we all have an appreciation for heavy metal in particular and heavy music in general. But what we realized, you know, fairly quickly was that heavy metal is a really general term. It can mean a lot of things, and heavy metal means different things to, you know, different people. So when each of us talks about heavy metal, we're coming from slightly different influences. You know, I love doom metal. I love sludge metal. I love really big, monolithic, slow, churning riffs. And others in our band, you know, Friar, one of our guitarists, The Butcher, our other guitar player, you know, they really love a lot of kind of classic late 70s, you know, 80s, early 90s, like Guns N' Roses, Motley Crue.
Yeah.
You know, our singer, Trismegistus, you know, he really loves like Glenn Danzig. You know, so all of us, we all individually show up really excited to play heavy metal, but even just thinking, you know, I'm going to go play heavy metal today, each of us is bringing in a really different kind of color palette of influences, and so you end up with this really interesting mix of just different types of, you know, genres of metal, eras of metal, and you know, just wanting to try to kind of fuse it all together, because we all want to play what we all really like, and you know, we kind of think this way we all get to.
Yeah, I like the mix, and I noticed that right off the bat when you're talking about a 70s kind of big rock, arena rock type of a sound, but also that sludginess. And how long have you all been together? I know you did some other projects, right? But I mean,
yeah,
as this band.
So Friar and I kind of got together and started playing music together, you know, back in like probably early 2017. And we started just kind of jamming together, writing some riffs. And we kind of started to get the other guys involved probably around spring, summer of 2018. And we played our first show as Spectral Evidence in December 2018 at the Cobra. So really, you know, we've only been playing shows as this project for almost a year now.
I'll tell you, and real quick, I don't want to get like too far into this interview because I love doing this with the entire band at the Fishbowl, but the outfits that you all wear, did that everybody just kind of came up with their own creation, and what were the thoughts behind that? Because there were some unique.
The biggest thing is, you know, we just thought it would be fun. Honestly, heavy metal is such a theatrical genre. I mean, even looking back as far as, you know, King Diamond and Alice Cooper, and, you know, it's impossible to have this conversation without talking about, like, Kiss. But it's just, there's so much to heavy metal beyond just the actual tunes. You know, there's a visual element, there's an element of, you know, kind of creating a story. And so we just kind of decided early on, like, we really want to make sure that, you know, we are creating an experience and a kind of, you know, live ambiance that really rounds out the actual tunes that we're playing on stage.
Yeah, well, I can't wait till you're on a stage like the Basement East. I mean, we all love the Supper Club, but yeah, it looks like you guys would really put on a show if you had even double the space. Because it's a
we'd love that opportunity. Yeah. We'd love to do that.
Well, first things first. So, is the booth your next show? Is there, before we jump in and play Untethered, you want to talk about your schedule coming up besides the booth show here on the 16th?
Yeah, right now the booth is the only show that we've currently got booked. We like to kind of keep things open and keep things available. So, you know, if something comes up between now and the booth, great. If not, you know, if anyone's listening and they hear the song that we're about to play and they think, man, you know, we really love that. We'd love to get these guys on our next show. You know, find us on Instagram, find us on Facebook, send us a message. We'd love to play out.
Yeah. And I'll tell you what, you're going to be playing with some fantastic bands, Sidewinder and the gentleman here from Chemical Rose, who I just heard for the first time a couple of days ago. So have a new networking experience and build up the metal community here in town, man.
Awesome.
Hannibal Spector, thank you so much. We're going to play Untethered. Anything you would like to say to introduce the song, or you just want to tear into this?
I guess I'll just say this is honestly one of our favorite songs to play live. You know, we went in, we recorded it, we were super happy with the way that it came out, and so we're just excited to have as many people hear it as we can get to hear it.
Oh, yeah, fantastic. Check this out. Make sure you hit up Spectral Evidence. Coming up, Chemical Rose, and also we're going to get someone on the phone from Sidewinder. A lot to announce there coming up right after this. Untethered, Music City Metal. Thank you so much, Hannibal. We'll see you in a couple weeks.
Yeah, man, looking forward to it. Thanks for having me.
Just a list you see, a road to recovery, save a test, save a
That was Spectral Evidence, and that will conclude part one of two, Music City Metal from the Booth.